Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. In Saginaw man accused of torturing his ex-girlfriend for hours, during which he choked, stabbed, and bit her, has accepted a plea deal. Darren F. Henton, 38, on Monday, March 9th, appeared before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson and pleaded no contest to all four counts he faced: unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, third offense domestic abuse, and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges are 15, 10, 5, and 4-year felonies, respectively. Henton pleaded as a fourth-time habitual offender, increasing the maximum potential penalty to life on the first three convictions. Jackson indicated he will sentence Henton to 96 months or 8 years. And in St. Ignace, motorists crossing the Mackinac Bridge last night and in the coming days are advised to reduce their speed and drive cautiously amid ongoing watch for falling ice and potential closure. The Mackinac Bridge Authority issued a warning to drivers early in the evening Wednesday, March 11th, because of icy conditions on the bridge deck. Motorists at the time were instructed to drive a maximum of 20 miles per hour, to turn on their four-way flashers, and to utilize outside lane. Authorities reported roughly 1/2 inch of ice that had formed on the upper cables and towers of the bridge earlier in the day. With temperatures projected to remain below freezing in the straits, the authorities said gusty winds could potentially loosen any ice that accumulates. According to the authority, the bridge has already closed because of falling ice 4 times this winter, between February 19th and February 22nd, totaling about 18 hours. The bridge authority began tracking closures in 1995. Since then, it's been closed 32 times for falling ice, with an average of 1 instance annually, not including the current winter. And 2 moose died during a wildlife research effort in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last month, though officials say the project now has placed data-collecting tracking collars on 56 animals. Scientists are studying the herd to determine why the population has remained stagnant and even declined rather than growing toward earlier projections of as many as 1,000 animals. Last month, wildlife crews spent 4 days capturing, collaring, and releasing 41 moose, which is more than double the number handled in last year's effort. On the first day of the field work in mid-February, crews handled and released 4 moose. 2 died while recovering from sedation, including a mature cow and young bull. The work we do involves risks associated with wildlife capture, and we take great precautions to ensure those risks are minimized, said Tyler, Northern Michigan Wildlife Research Specialist for the Department of Natural Resources. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our regional news, West Bloomfield Township. Officials said Ayman Mohammed Ghazal, 41, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Lebanon, drove into Temple, Israel, in West Bloomfield Township before being shot and killed by security personnel. The incident occurred while approximately 140 people, including 106 children and more than 30 staff members, were inside the synagogue, according to temple officials. No worshipers were injured during the attack. However, authorities said a security officer was struck by the vehicle and briefly lost consciousness, though the injuries were not considered life-threatening. About 30 law enforcement officers were treated for smoke inhalation after the vehicle caught fire inside the building. The FBI, which is leading the investigation, described the incident as an act of violence targeting the Jewish community. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin praised the synagogue security team during the Friday news conference, crediting their quick response with preventing a potential far more serious tragedy. If they had not done their jobs nearly perfectly, we could be talking about a devastating loss of life, Slotkin said. The children in this school are 5 years old and younger, Whitmer said. Targeting babies because they are Jewish is anti-Semitism at its absolute worst. Authorities said Gazal immigrated to the United States in 2011 on a spousal visa and became a U.S. citizen in 2016, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Investigators are also examining possible connections between the attack and events overseas. Officials said four Gazal's relatives were killed in the Israeli airstrike in Lebanon on March 5th, according to reports from Lebanese authorities. A local official in the town of Mashgara told reporters that Gazal's two brothers and two young relatives were killed in a strike while breaking their Ramadan fast. And that's been your local, regional, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.